Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back in the building with the Band of Brothers once again. Back here with the greatest men alive, the legends of radio, man. We are back here for another episode, and we're sure we have some topics, some subjects, some very wonderful material that will definitely knock your socks off. You brothers agree?
Oh, yeah.
Agree?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. Oh, yeah. So without further ado, let me introduce the round table today. That's what we're going to start introducing ourselves as, the round table. I've been putting that on a lot of promotional material instead of naming every person every single time. Just, it's the round table when we're in the Band of Brothers studio. So we got C-Murder in the building. What's going on, C-Murder? How you feeling today? Everything good with you? Everything lovely?
What's up, fella? Everything is good. God is great. I woke up this morning.
Oh, that's always a beautiful thing.
That's a plus.
On the other side of the dirt, as anybody over 60 usually says. So that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, Romeo, love doctor, man. What's going on? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. You know, you feed the strawberries in the middle of the night, she'll lick your fingers.
Woo-wee. That's a dope slogan right there.
Man.
Hey.
Fingers.
Finger licking good.
Let me ask you a question. Like, do you just be sitting on these things, waiting for somebody to ask you a question, or they just come off the top of your head?
It come with experience and application.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hempology.
Yeah, all day. The quest for unknown knowledge. Mav, what's going on, man? How you feeling over there, Maverick?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling great. Just turned 30 yesterday, so.
Dirty 30, man. Welcome to the club.
Feeling awesome. Thanks, man.
You feel any more mature now?
Yeah. I mean, I done learned a lot of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Man.
So you feel like you're ready to wild out or settle down? Which one you feeling like now that you're 30?
Wild out.
Okay.
Ready to wild out, man.
Okay. Rob, you sent me a text message the other day like you ready to live life to the fullest or something
like
that.
There you go,
yeah. What does that mean? What are you trying to get into in your 30s?
Man, just, I think my 20s was real dry. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I was learning, you know, I got married at 24, so, you know, and then I changed my life around. And I was just trying to learn how to be faithful to God and be faithful as a husband and be a father and stuff like that. And I sort of kind of like fell back, you know, because I was coming out the street. So I really had to fall back, you know.
Right.
And
you got to reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Mm. And
it is
I was really trying to it took me a while to find out that I have to have a balance in everything, you know. And so I learned that now, so it's like,
yeah, we had that conversation after the other show, man. You should have been here for that one. That was a quality conversation. That could have been a show all in itself. But that's good, man. So you feel like you missed a lot of opportunities in your 20s.
Yeah, I mean, I'm understanding that, you know, I can still have fun, you know, and enjoy myself and enjoy God and enjoy marriage and everything, you know, and not be dry, you know.
So what are you saying dry? What you mean by dry? What's this dry thing?
Marriage can dry you out if you don't know how to be.
We going down that marriage's jail road, man. All right, now watch yourself.
I mean, because I was learning how to be married. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You know, when you thinking that you just supposed to, you know what I'm saying, just come home every night and it's homework and it's being everywhere with the family. It's like, you forget about yourself and the things that you like to do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know. Yeah. A whole lot of sacrifice, you know.
That was going to be my question right there. How much is this lubing up, if you will, since you feel you're so dry, are you doing without the family?
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, for years and years, it's like me coming out of the streets, you know what I'm saying, not going to clubs and stuff like that, you know, just trying to stay away from that scene. It's like lubing up, I mean, like, going to, like, sports bars and watching, like, Mayweather fights and watching UFC fights and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So getting out, you know what I'm saying?
Just having some downtime.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Chill,
you know,
fellas.
Because for years I didn't do that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I dried all the way out. Like,
yeah, you got to get out and have fun. But, yeah, I mean, I understand where that comes from because it is a relearning period, if you will.
Yeah.
You hit the reset button. It's a lot of things about you. Pretty much it has to. You know how you take like your cable box or something like that and you got to pull the plug out for 15 seconds so it can completely reset. But then after a while it boosts up and it starts running properly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that with your life. You got to completely shut the power off and then let everything reboot correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do the things that is okay to do while still eliminating all the bad things that you need to leave in the past. So
yeah.
It's a learning process, man. You know, just Yeah, enjoy your 30s. They're cool, man. They're good. You guys got any 30 advice for them? You officially out your 30s now, ain't you, C. Murder?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm
okay. You can definitely give him some tips on being 30, then, if you will.
I'm a year out of my 30s. Okay, I'm freshly 40. Mm-hmm.
What you got for the Maverick? How you navigate your 30s while being married?
You know, I'm in the same situation because I actually got married at 23.
Same here. Got married at 23.
Got married at 23. And, you know, it was kind of like, all right, I had to learn how to be, you know, at that age, you know, I mean, this day and age, it's rare to be married that young, I would say. I mean, you get most people living at home.
True.
Well, you know, in their mid-20s.
Speaking
up into
of
30s,
I know some in their 30s.
Like, oh, man, I do too.
I'm never leaving.
Right. My brother.
Hey, no, they hit you with this. My house. My mama just lived with me.
Right. I'm never leaving.
I don't know how that works.
Right. I got a brother-in-law that's 34. Yeah, 34. Still at the house. And he's moved away with his girlfriend, came back, you know, but man, if they're, I don't know. I would say, man, still make time for yourself. You know, don't let everything consume you to the point where, because if let everything consume you, you're not doing anything for yourself. You may just, man, just lose it and just say, all right, forget it, I'm out. You know, you don't want to abandon the family and the wife and, you know, so I would say, man, still kind of make time for yourself. That's real important. I don't care what age you are. You know, you got to make time for yourself. You know, kind of clear the mind. Come out. It's good to go out with the fellas right now and then.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely don't do it as much as I used to, because I think out of all my friends, I'm probably one of the one that's married. I've always been that way. Out of my little circle, I was always the married one.
Okay. So like you deal with a circle of single people.
Yeah.
Right. Is that healthy?
It was the people I grew up with, you know, my truths from back then. You know, we still keep connected. And then it was something that took a different route. You know, we don't kick it as much as we used to, but we got different lives now. It's just things you definitely got to change, you know, once you get that responsibility under your belt with the wife and the kids and certain places you can't go anymore, you know, so, you know.
Like what?
Wow. well, specifically, the strip club.
I figured that was number one. This is Family Feud. That would have been
right,
number one answer.
Right. It's definitely, and, you know, I kind of stopped. Well, I ain't going to say kind of stopped. I actually did. It just wasn't healthy. It wasn't conducive at all for me to walk into a strip club and, you know what I'm saying, all that loose meat
loose
walking
booty,
around
right,
there.
Okay.
I was gonna say loose booty. You know, so distracting me. I was like,
how can it be conducive looking at other naked women? I mean, right. People do that like therapeutically, but how can it really be helping you out?
Nah, I don't. I've heard some people say that, it's healthy to go to a strip club and, you know, get all hot and bothered and go home and just get your wife and take it out on her. But,
oh, wow.
So we talked about that yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, last episode.
Wow. Me personally, I couldn't, you know, if I go in there and I see something loose walking around, that's what I want. And I ain't thinking about my wife. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I want what my eyes have seen. So it was better for me just to
stay away.
We can go bowling, you know, do some family activities right. And. I'll go on, take a Grand Marie 9 in.
Oh, Lord.
You know. Other than that, I'm good. You know.
See what you just started, man? So, Ro, how much of a percentage do you need to step out and have personal time to yourself when you got a wife and a family?
I would say most often, percentage-wise, I mean, it kind of varies on the dynamics of the family, you know. If you got 8 kids, you know, stepping out to the trash can is a blessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me take out the garbage by myself.
Yeah.
Let me go check the mailbox, please.
That's real talk, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, it all depends, you know, like I said, family dynamics. And, you know, I know hanging out with the fellas, you know, I think it's good. It's just the fact that it got to be a conversation where, you know, she say, well, can you be back home by 3? You know, you don't come back the next morning at 7. Got to be to work at 8. You know, that's going to cause some issues. So you got to be kind of, you got to strategize.
Respectful.
Yeah, because you can't, you know what I'm saying? Well, say you've been out for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Then you know, y'all hitting the streets hard. you 6 months backed up. So you trying to just, your fellas like, dude, let's go home. You like, no, man, I still got some more in me.
yeah, I can see. But doesn't that usually leave with maturity, like as you get older in age? I remember that used to be me back in the day. And thank God it's really before I was in any serious dating relationship. It used to get me in trouble with curfew. It's like, man, I'm still kicking it, but I got to be home in like 30 minutes.
But you know, you just turning 30 and you know you got that dry season.
Right. Okay.
Man, first
okay.
turning 30, it's like, let me get in what I missed.
Yeah. Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? So you got to be careful.
So these are the snares, Maverick, that you can run into. So yeah. be careful, man.
Because you want to live to be 31.
Yeah. Set yourself a curfew.
Yeah.
Definitely set yourself a curfew. Don't be out all night.
Oh, yeah.
Having a wife wonder where you at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't make your 30s truly dirty. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? You know,
she comes down to the studio
just
and
lightly soiled
up his car.
Right. Ooh.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, she'd be singing Jasmine Sullivan on you. Don't want that. You don't want them busting no windows out your car.
Hey, that's my car. Hold on. Right. No.
What was that on Barbershop when that happened? The chick was busting out the dude's car. It was the wrong car.
Wrong car.
Before we get to the topic of the day, what would you do if that happened to you?
Wow.
Some chick out there busting out your windows because she thought it was somebody else's car.
It's just depending which car it is. You know what I'm saying?
The Impala, the 69,
if it's the Impala,
man.
I don't know, man. I might have to go to jail this time. I don't know, man.
I had to sneak up on him and be like, man, what's wrong with you? You know, you okay? It's going to be okay. And I just choke her out. Get that sneak attack on.
Polite choke.
Right. Just like the police holding it.
Steal her car.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not advocating domestic violence. But
at all.
If you bust the windows out of my car and I have nothing to do with it, I can say that everything should go the way it's supposed to. Just putting it out.
Yeah.
So, moving on to the topics of the day. We ran into some interesting topics in the pre-production meeting. Just found out that C-Murder might be like a tyrant or something like that. He might be like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody that's like very controlling and overbearing.
It's protective.
Protective. Okay. Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. Nice PG way to put it. But yeah, we're talking about some topics and some things and of that nature. And we came up with a subject, which I think is a pretty good one. How overprotective are you? No. That's too light. That's too nice. The actual question was, how possessive are you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So let's deal with that. And let's go. Let's just go just jump straight into the gauntlet. He was telling us that he doesn't even like for other people to hug his wife. Extreme or no? Somebody explain it to me. Because y'all feel free to yell at the radio while y'all listening to the show, because I'm pretty sure we got some dynamic opinions on that. But I'm going to leave it to the people that I can actually talk to in here. Man, what you feel about that, man? Is hugging going too far? Is somebody hugging your wife?
Oh, me? Man, shoot, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? It don't even bother me. You know, okay. All the people that I know, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But if we like kicking it and then she just up and just hug somebody, it's going to be a problem. You know,
What, if she hug a random stranger?
Yeah. If it's just a random stranger, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she say that I know this person or something like that, then that's fine, you know. But if it's just a random, you know, person that she don't even introduce me to, then it's going to be a form of disrespect.
I think it'd be an issue. Y'all on a date. She see a coworker across the room. She leave you at the table for 5 minutes and go have a conversation with them. Then she hug them while they talking.
Yeah.
That started, you know, threw that fire under your little butt. You want to get up and go do something.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, let's get into the hug etiquette. What's the do's and don'ts of relationship hugging? Help me out.
I mean, you don't chest bump her.
Don't chest bump. I mean, what if she rocking triple D's? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to get around that.
Yeah, a lot of these chicks these days got some big breasts. And it's really hard to kind of... It's very hard. I try to extend the arms as long as I can and give a proper hug, you know, but these chicks' chests be so poked out, it look like you really coming in for it.
I think it's too much when I can feel your belly ring touch my stomach.
I was going to say.
That's too close.
Yeah. I was going to say.
If I know you hugging me and you got nipple rings, that's too close. Because you hugging, then you squeeze it.
Yeah, yeah.
I should know you got on jewelry under that bra.
So what, how do you feel about that? If you hug somebody, female, and they squeeze, they give you the little behind it. Fair or foul?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard to say.
It didn't happen before. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I just,
I
just say,
yeah. I know people that give me that good squeeze.
It just depends on... You know, I don't know.
I just don't go no more further than that hug, man. She gave me a little bit too much. Right, I'm just keep it moving.
When the pebbles is touched, just like, okay, You should have.
Y'all having sex and pelvis is such extreme hood.
Oh, man, yeah.
When the middles touch, just, you know, you got to kind of lean in a little bit to separate the pelvises, you know.
And I have an issue where the individual is taller than me and there's a hug involved.
Uh-huh.
And it's like my forehead is touching my breast.
Yeah.
What you doing about that?
Oh, that's sexy. What?
Right. Or you got the one where you sitting down and they come down to you and they just like drop on you like
two
beanbags.
Or you got two breasts on your shoulders.
Right.
Get the hug from behind.
Oh, the hug from behind.
Ooh, get the neck massage.
Yeah, I done got that a few times. And them breasts drop down. I'm like, okay.
Right, yeah. You ain't moving too fast. Let's be honest about it. So, what's the seconds limit on a hood? How many seconds?
Well, I don't know. If y'all, it's like sometimes I might hug a little longer if it's like, how you doing? How you been doing?
Say hugging
stuff
a
like that. So
like,
it might be
cool?
It might be a small conversation. So I can't even put seconds on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I can put seconds on it. Well, are we talking about us hugging women, or are we talking about the men?
I mean, I believe it should be fair. Should be both sides. But since you got this issue with your wife, I want to hear it from your point of view. How you feel about your wife? What's the seconds limit?
My wife being hugged by the opposite sex. I'm trying to simulate as I'm talking. I'm gonna say 2.5 seconds.
So one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
I mean,
three.
The amount of time it takes you to say hi. That's it.
I'm about to say that's a long hug.
Dang, seriously, hi.
But I was gonna say, you know, the conversation hug is a tricky one. Like you
conversation
somebody,
hug is
you know,
tricky,
you hit
man.
With a hug. Hey, how you doing? How you been? And, you know, you like you pull back, but you still like got your hands on their back. Is that fair?
Because I
y'all pulling away, but because
I conversation hug a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially in different environments. You know what I'm saying? When it's a little louder and stuff like that, I might, you know, pull up like whatever. How you been doing or whatnot? You know what I'm saying? So it might be a little longer.
But there's an art to it because there's a tap out mode that you got to be involved in.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You get a hug and there's no tapping, the hug will continue on until somebody decides to tap out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
like a submission hold.
I always go in, you know, hugging somebody else's wife with the tap automatically, like
bow. Yeah, that's your
you
timing. Okay, I got you.
Automatically
you
with
tap.
The tap.
Oh man.
If there's no tap. I experienced that recently. There was no tap, and I'm like, "What is I'm doing?"
right.
Hey, I was like a deer in headlights. I mean, I couldn't tap.
Oh man!
So what happened if you know you go in and they hit you with the up and down rub on your back?
Oh,
like, what is that?
Man.
What does that lie in the pantheon?
I don't have
proper hug
man.
Etiquette.
Man, listen, yeah. No rubbing. You know that's when it's intimate. When you go in and then you hug and you go from a hug to an embrace and then to the hand rubbing of the back, yeah, that's.
You know, like, but it's like the grandma hug. You know how your grandma hits, hey, baby, how you doing? Then she rubbed up and down on your back. What if it's like one of those?
You rubbing my wife's back, then you're going to mess around. You're going to feel the bra strap. Man, I got a problem. Now I want to fight.
Because he got the bra strap?
Yeah, I want to fight now. Oh, I'm dead serious, dude.
All right, so we getting somewhere. The double hug. You know, you going for the hug, and then you back up like, hey, it's good to see you. Then you hit him again with the boom. You know, you come back in for one more because it's like.
He said the double hug.
Yeah, the double hug. What you do about the double hug?
He said the double hug.
See, you definitely trying to start some fights in any establishment.
Oh,
man, listen,
man,
church.
Double hug.
You know how I go up like, hey,
I
how you
know what
you're
talking about, man.
They like, you back up like, good to see you. Then you hit him again, boom.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Is that okay?
No.
I don't know about the double hug, man.
Yeah. I actually had a situation, and I just told you, I touched on it. I don't care where you at. Now, this situation was in church, where this dude, he's a member of the church, and he's known for kissing the women on the cheek when he hugs them. And I was told that he does it. You know, he's done it before, and then I was told.
I've run across a few people like that.
Right. I was told it was a situation where he was spoken to about it before, and his response was he didn't care. So this is before. He actually did it to my wife. So once I found out he did it to my wife, I said, okay. I had a talk with one of the deacons of the church, and he said he would handle it for me because he kind of knew what type of person I am. I'm really not tactful at all.
Press slam nobody. Yeah, not in the sanctuary.
No.
It's holy
in there. And we're talking about church, and I can be respectful, but it's just, dude, when it comes to my wife, man, all bets are off. I don't care where we are at when it comes to that woman there. So, you know, he did it, and I had a conversation with the deacon. He said he would talk to him. He did it again. So once I got wind, he did it again. I took it in my own hands, and I was going up to him to have a conversation with him. I didn't know how I was going to end or start or end, but I was on my way. My mother seen me. My mother is, she's a minister in the church. She's awful. She's also a bit of a prophet. So she kind of sensed something. She seen. She looked at her son. I'm my only child. She looked at me. She stopped dead in front of me. Stopped me dead in my tracks. And she said, "Son, I'll go talk to him." She didn't know what I was going to do. She didn't know what the situation was. That's why I knew it was God in that place. Cause that was, you know, one kind of my wife. I'll lose it in a heartbeat. So she ended up having a conversation with the guy, and then he nipped it in the bud. You know.
I mean, the interesting thing you said was that it was mentioned to him. He didn't care.
Right, yeah, that's a problem.
Right.
Immediately, I'm thinking it's something wrong mentally with this guy.
Right.
Because I'm telling you not to do something.
You think he's better than what he is. You're about to find out.
True. You got to respect the order. Yeah. You're told not to do something. It's offensive. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's going to be repercussions behind.
My
thing
is, did you speak with your wife about it and tell, and then chalked it up with her, like, hey, I don't want you hugging this guy anymore, period?
We did talk. I mean, she already knows. We don't have to have a conversation because she knows how I am as far as hug. But she did. She actually mentioned it to me when the first time it happened. We kind of, you know, she tells me everything. I kind of tell her everything. So she did mention it to me, and then I was like, okay. And then I talked to the deacon about it, and then he enlightened me on some previous situations where he's done that, and he's had to speak to him about his own wife, and he was told that he said that he didn't care. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I said, oh, he got the wrong one, you know, because now you're being disrespectful, right. Flat out. So now it's a problem with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when
so,
you know you cross the lines of disrespect, all bets are off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm in well within my rights to break your face.
Exactly.
I think also
and not
you
even
give,
need to repent for it.
Like not say give your wife the power, but I think this is my belief. If a woman is being disrespected, she can take it within her own control and punch a nigga. I mean,
definitely.
Flat out.
Yeah.
You have to talk to your husband about it. If you feel like you're being disrespected, handle your business
as
a woman.
That's right.
Take care of him.
That's right.
You know, then let your husband know, look, I slapped him.
Yeah.
We was in church and I slapped him.
That's right.
See, I'm cool with
that's
that.
Right.
I'm cool with that that's concept. Right. But the fact that you're dealing with a man versus a woman, if my woman has to even feel like she's going to do that, and I feel like you're going to have to retaliate, it's up to me to take care of from that point.
Oh, that's
now, I'm all about, like, if I see something questionable, if I see something questionable going on, and it's like, I need to step in, I'll let my wife handle it first. She's a strong woman. She can handle that. Now, if she tries to handle it, and you still, I don't know what's going on over here. And you still trying to go after it, and you didn't get the point. Yeah. And I know my wife's very articulate; she can make it clear. You gonna have to see me. I've only had one situation that was sort of like that, where she had a guy at work that was very flirty with everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, she tell me some stories. It was like you fall in that line, and he flirting with you now. And I'm like, look, you know, address that. I don't care what he do with everybody else. You know, yada yada yada. Make sure you know ain't cool this way. You know, I still kept on hearing stories, and I had to tell him, I'm like, all right, one more time. And I'm going to make a visit up there. You know what I'm saying? You might think it's cool, but based on what you're telling me and how I know how men get down, I don't like that he's doing that with you. Mm-hmm. And since he don't want to stop, I know what department he work in, what time he get to work. Don't make me have to make a visit because he ain't getting the picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess she finally properly articulated to him he got the picture. But when it gets to that point, it's up to me to address. That's when protection comes in, and that's my job as a husband of the household.
Absolutely.
To protect this situation. But back to the king of the jungle over here and his over-aggressive nature. Got a couple more questions before we kind of transition this a little bit. So we're talking about hug etiquette, right? What happens if you get the hug with the accidental lip brush?
Lip
you know
brush? Saying?
You know how you kind of back up and you kind of your lips scrape against each other? Like,
nah,
my
I don't know about that, man. That don't never happen. I don't know about that, man.
I'm pretty sure you'd be asking. It probably happened before.
That must be taboo. I ain't hip to the.
I've heard when a guy try to like kiss on the cheek, but the woman turned the wrong way.
What?
Lips hit.
Yeah, the lip scrape.
You're right.
You ain't never had a lip scrape?
No. She didn't know which way to turn. She tried to back away, but she got nervous and turned towards the lips.
See, that's because I ain't kissing nobody up on their cheek.
Right.
So I ain't. I ain't kissing nobody up on their cheek, man.
Yeah.
That's so what if you found out that happened to your wife? You know, somebody's talking to her and you get the lip scrape. Our lips like. Just it might not even graze, but like the wind blew past each other's lips. Like,
I think
like
it all depends on how you find out. Now, if you find out from somebody else that they saw what happened, and she didn't express to you what happened, then that could be a sticky issue. Like, why you didn't tell me this went on? She might think it's nothing, but to you, it's something.
Exactly,
it's everything.
Yeah,
somebody could have seen it and off in the cut. And hey, I seen such and such, you know. But my wife's type of person. She'll let me know because she knows how I am. So she'll let me know. You know, something like that happened. It was an accident. I'm like, all right, just don't put yourself in that situation anymore. Just a quick Well, I'm gonna take a second off.
I'm about to say 2.5 is long.
1 second, 1.3 maybe.
I mean, you can really get in there with an aggressive hug, like you said, the Romeo tap, bow on the back, and that still be kind of like less than a second, second at most.
Yeah, yeah, you know that is kind of long. Now I'm thinking about it, 2.5 seconds.
That's like what you do before you go to the bedroom. You get that, you know, that close embrace, and they like you get a head nod, like signaling to the bedroom, and then y'all. Yeah, oh man, that's kind of 2.5 seconds right there.
2.5. Y'all tripping, man.
So yeah, so that was another question I had, but it'll come back to me. I'll get back to it in a second. But okay, oh, that's what I was gonna ask before we get to the next part. How many fights you gotten in over your wife? It sounds like you done been in some fights.
Oh, bro, I got some story. Okay,
I'm gonna listening.
I'm gonna tell you this one story. This is our first year of college. And we were at the it was a concert there. I forgot the guy who came. He wasn't a big time artist, but he was there singing. He was singing a ballad. So me and my wife were pretty much in, you know, towards the front of the stage, and he started singing.
No, you didn't beat up the dude.
No, fisticuffs didn't happen, but he came down off the stage. Uh-huh. And he contacted my wife. I see eye contact. So I'm like, all right, now you got my attention. So I'm watching this dude come off the stage. He's singing. He's coming closer. So he starts to approach my wife. So I politely, not in an aggressive manner, but I kind of grabbed, I pushed him back a little bit. Like, no, bro, this is where the singing stops. Like, no. And this is, you know, we were probably 18 at the time. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, 18. We got together in 12th grade. So, you know, but yeah, I stopped him, and she was embarrassed. I mean, she cried and all of that. She was,
I'd imagine,
because all our friends was there, and they were all talking about
me. So did the song stop when you did all that pushing? Like, he had to cut the song off?
No, he kept it moving. I give it to him. He stayed focused. He did keep singing, but he no longer was singing in her presence. I politely just kind of brushed him back a little bit, you know, and that's just how I've always been about my wife, man. When it comes to another dude approaching her, like, I go in protect mode.
So why is that? What do you think that came from?
I don't know. You know what? I'm that way with most of the women in my family. When I came up, like, I'm the only child. So when we moved back here to Cleveland, the house we lived in, it was all women. You know, none of my aunts had husbands. They had boyfriends. I was the only male in the house. So when something went down with any of my cousins or my aunts, they came and got me. A dude did this. A dude said this. And you know, the ice cream man cheated us out of our money. I was in the bed asleep. They came and got me. I run outside. This is off St. Clair, and I swung on the dude. That's just what I was.
Always of St. Clair dudes.
That's what I was just known to do, just to protect, you know, all the women in my house. And I've just been, you know, so protective of women in my family, period. So, you know, when we got married, I just. McDonald's. A dude came up to her. It was a dude she knew. It was just, I have a problem with me not knowing the person.
Yeah.
Now if I know the dude, I ain't even got to know him personally, but if I kind of, all right, I know this cat.
Man, it must be the grace of God that we developed the friendship. You know, it's like, dang, I wish I knew all this in the beginning.
But this dude, he, you know, they hugged and I said, I can't remember exactly what I said to him and my wife included, but he kind of looked back to me like, man, dude, it ain't that serious, bro. You know. But it's gonna go down to McDonald's. You know, I got kind of upset. Like, no, dude, this is not. You know, you can say hi, you can shake your, you know, shake hands. But you know, I've grown. I'm kind of lenient now. I'm cool with it. It doesn't bother me as much. You know, even my dudes, like my trues, my homies, they already know. Like Chuck is all right. Can I hug Steph? They kind of joke around with
it. Hey man, if you know what I'm saying? I ain't even touching. I got to ask like that. Just leave that alone.
I'm a lot better now though. I know how dudes think, you know what I'm saying, when they coming in for a hug. So,
you let me ask this. Do you think like that when you going in for a hug?
No. Now, I have been a recipient of some, that's kind of a long hug there, ma'am. you know what I'm saying? And you know I'm married. Like, no. So, no. When I go to hug somebody, it's a genuine, hey, how you doing? How you been type of thing. Not like, okay, you soft. Mm-hmm. You know, you soft and juicy.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if you notice that, you notice that, I guess. But yeah. I mean, my mind is bouncing so many different ways, so many questions I want to ask, because yeah, this is a fun and interesting topic on the behalf of C Murder, which we now know we appropriately named you C Murder. That name definitely fits now. But I was gonna ask the concert thing. Okay, so you punked a little indie dude at the concert.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He was a small time name. Like, what if it was Usher, like at a big time concert? Usher, like, kind of, you know how they do. They kind of do the flirt thing with the female, the opposite sex audience. What if Usher came down and was like hollering at your girl?
Oh, you get brushed aside, bro. My wife has came home. What concert did she go to? A big name. I forgot, but he gave her rose. She came in the house with the rose. I'm like, where you get that rose from? I didn't, you know. Such
giving
the rose.
He's really? Tripping, man. Oh, he's tripping.
I just simulated me breaking the rose and throw it in the trash can for the listeners out there.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of petty, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you petty wop this week. You definitely petty
wop. Petty wop. Seriously, man. Like,
not the petty wop. Yeah, man, but I'm just, I don't know why.
You broke the rose. What did she do?
She laughed because she knew what it was. You come in the house with a rose and you didn't get it from me? Oh, no. It's not going down.
Okay. I gotta expand this conversation. So okay, what if, you know, somebody passed in the family and, you know, male coworker say, buy her some flowers, you know, send condolences, they send it to your house, you see a dude's name on the flowers.
Oh no. You can put, you know, to the Davey family. Don't personalize it with Hazel.
I mean, but he worked for her.
You know what I'm saying? Don't personalize it to put, you know, Stephanie, man, or Steph on it. So
it's deep like that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but you know,
these are the personalizing.
Yeah, you know she's married, bro. So to the day, if she lost somebody, I lost somebody. So you can put, you know.
I don't know you, though. I work with her 40 to 60 hours a week.
No, bro. If you know, if you work for her, you know me. Trust me.
What if he give her like a birthday gift card? He ain't going to make that out to the Davey family. He's going to make it out to Stephanie.
No, we ain't getting gifts. You ain't getting no gifts, nah.
Come seriously?
On. Yeah, no gifts. You can get a happy birthday.
I mean, when it was like a Secret Santa at work.
Wow. That's different. I can let that slide.
Okay.
I can let the Secret Santa slide.
There is hope.
Only because she, you know, she works with all women. So I actually haven't experienced
that. Oh, that's why.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I haven't experienced that. The dude, you know what I'm saying? But there has been situations where one of her colleagues, which is a male, has... proposition, not to be the wrong word, but he wanted to, you know, he volunteered his services to help her golf. He was into golfing and he mentioned that, hey, we can go, I can teach you how to. And she brought it to my attention. I'm like, I'm like, I call him Winnie the Pooh because the dude looked just like, he did just like Winnie the Pooh to me.
So he shouldn't be a threat then.
Light skinned dude, he got a little fro, he looked just like Winnie the Pooh. So when I said, well, you already know. You already know. I said that's not going down. So
you couldn't just go with him just to observe?
I'm not observing anything. We're not even going. You know, but for you to.
My God.
And the dude knows me.
And Mav, you think your relationship was dry in your 20s?
I'm saying.
Ain't nothing happening in the Davey household.
Nah, man. It's a certain thing as respect. I'm big on respect, man. I would not offer to teach another man's wife how to golf.
Not.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just us going? Bro. It's not going down. Crossing the line.
Your wife can't go golfing, the man?
Nah, bro. Nah, because she going to... man. She got too much backside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're not going to
he
going
to get behind the teacher and she poke it out? nah, bro.
I think y'all thinking about this too hard, man.
Bro.
That's reality.
That is interesting. Love, doctor, man. What help us?
Yeah, it's a sticky situation, man. You got to think the mindset of a man.
I think that's what
he's always on a hunt for something. He can have the best of everything at the house, but he always want that sad piece for some reason. Yeah. I don't know
why.
Want
a cocker, you know, the last cocker. Wow. No golfing for the Davey the personal Brantley household.
No personal instructions, bro.
Okay, what if your wife want to work out and she need a personal trainer?
She's had that. Funny you brought that up, and it wasn't just. Her and the personal trainer. It was actually her and her staff. He's actually one of her customers, and he owned his own studio. So he offered to for her and the staff to come out, and he can work with them. So, but no one on ones. No one on ones. You know, not Aspire. It's just her and him. Mm-mm. And you can come to Lifetime where I work out at. You can get one of those personal trainers, and I know it's full of people. But no one-on-one studio session at, you know, that's not.
But y'all are two big-time executives, if you will. Y'all got very up-end jobs, especially her. She's more into the management and things like that.
Right.
What if her schedule gets busy to the point where she can't get to the gym? She needs somebody to stop by the office or the house for 30 minutes.
You can walk. We walk, and always good to walk. We got a nice long street. We can, you can get your walk in. you know, do some steps on in the basement.
But she needs somebody to motivate her and inspire her. And you at work, and what am I supposed to do?
DVDs. We got some Billy Banks or whatever, you know. Yeah, DVDs.
All right.
No personal time.
It may seem like he's possessive, but I started thinking about the story of Adam.
Uh-huh.
When Eve was left alone for a moment, and the serpent began to speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that she was beguiled. She was tricked. I mean, I don't know how much words were said, but something that was said, like the Bible said, that the man's words like smooth as butter.
Yeah.
He said something to get her to get that apple and give it to Adam. So, I mean, you got to be careful.
It only takes a second. You got them smooth words.
Say hugging and kissing get you pregnant, baby.
Yeah.
It only takes a second.
Right.
See, I think what y'all brothers are struggling with is y'all done did this before, so y'all waiting to reap what y'all done sown. I think that's what it is.
No, not necessarily. I'm just a protective person. You know, when it comes to women, period. My daughter, my aunts, you know. But when it definitely comes to my wife, all bets are off.
But there's power in the hug that will allow you to release certain anxieties that you may be faced with in your life.
I can agree with that. I can say you can definitely tell what somebody's going through by a hug.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Sometimes, like, even at church, I'm like, I'm tapping you to let me go, but they crying on my shoulder.
So what do you do in that case? Like, what do you do with that?
I just stand there.
Now you're looking from your wife's point of view, and you got this woman on your shoulder crying.
Stand there like a stick and just, you know.
That has happened in my church. And it was actually the opposite. It was the man crying on the woman, and one of the deacons, my pastor, actually motioned one of the deacons. He's like, "No, go break that up." In so many words, he didn't say it, but he motioned. I knew exactly what he meant. And the deacon came down from the pulpit, and he separated them two because the wife was married. The guy was he had been there a few times. He wasn't officially a member, but he was crying on her shoulder. It just didn't look proper, you know what I mean? I understand what they were coming from, but
I don't know. Man crying on my wife's shoulder definitely had my eyebrows.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they broke that up real quick.
Yeah, I feel that. So what do you think? You think your possessive nature is a good thing or a bad thing?
Wow. I think it has its benefits. Your wife should feel protected at all times when she's with her husband. You know what I mean? So and she's told me that, you know, that's one of the things she said she liked about me. And she has told our pastor in particular, we were counseling, and that's one of the things I like about my husband. I feel protected when I'm with him. So it can have its bad side. It can have its bad sides too. Like the situation in McDonald's with old boy, he went in and hugged, and he stepped back and looked like it ain't that serious. And my wife was looking the same way, but she know how I am. She knew how I was at the time, so
should she have hit him with the forearm, like when he came in, knowing how you are? Like,
I wasn't, not really. You know, I didn't want the dude looking a certain way. Like, man, I know you from back when, and I can't even hug you now. And it's like, you know, I don't want her to be the, you know, I don't want her to have to explain to every person she comes in contact with. Like, listen, my husband, my boyfriend is a little off. We can't hug. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
when Steph say, "You touch me, you will die." That's the truth.
Yeah, pretty much.
And at the same time, I understand the reaction. It's just natural when you haven't seen somebody in a while. You know, you knew back in the day, just it's a natural reaction to extend your hands to your arms and just hug them. So
most definitely.
It's just that embrace part, and I just can't watch
it. Got to have a timer on it. I had a situation like that, and it wasn't even involving a hug. I saw a girl at my job from high school, and I spoke to her. And I'm like, we didn't have classes together for years, so unless you didn't get a concussion and had amnesia, you know who I am. So I spoke, and she kind of looked like, I have no clue who you are. So at first, I was kind of like, that's how we doing it now? Because, you know, I'm already kind of iffy on, I hate when people, when I speak to somebody, I know we know each other, and you act funny. You ain't got to say anything ever again. So she almost went into that category, but then I kind of looked to the left, and it was this big thug black dude to the side. It was like, I think she's doing it because he here, and if she would have even spoke to me, you know, she might have been on a milk carton somewhere. So, I mean, you know, you got to protect your livelihood and everything. Yeah. You got other sea murders out here. You know, you got to be careful.
I done been in plenty of those situations before, you know what I'm saying, where I done used to mess with a chick or something like that, and then they end up getting into a relationship with somebody crazy, you know what I'm saying? Then she walk in or something, and then I'm like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" And then she like,
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just looking crazy. And then, like, 10 seconds later, some crazy dude just walked through the door. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. But that's the thing. We weren't even in a relationship. We was just, I just knew her from school. And like I said, okay, throughout, like, junior high school and high school, we had several classes together. It's just like, that's what it really was like. It ain't like we just, like, had a pass. It's just like, hey, how you doing?
But, nah.
It's like, yeah, she's like.
When they crazy like that, you know what I'm saying? They ain't even really trying to talk to no dude. You know
right. So you might want to get out of that situation immediately. So, but since we on the conversation of etiquette and stuff like that, a couple more spins I want to go through. And then we can see where we move on as far as topics go from there. So, you know, nowadays, etiquette in general is not really taught too well, especially to the female, the female sex, the female gender. Like, you know, back in the day, when you need to pick something off the ground or on a low shelf or something like that, you were taught to kneel down and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays, women don't kneel down. They just flat out bend over, put it in your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Different things like that. So a couple scenarios come to mind is like, what do you do when this happens? So I've been in a couple of situations before where I'm talking to somebody and I might be leaning on like a counter or something like that, and I call them over, I need to talk to them about whatever, and then they'll come over and lean forward and your breast on my arm, just like boom, they there, and you just sitting like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, I forgot what I was about to ask, because now I'm focused on your breast on my arm. Right. Like, how do you handle situations like that when they come up? How you get around things like that when people put you in an awkward situation and now you got to address it?
Depends on how they look.
Okay. I'm listening.
I didn't mean that, wife.
There's some ladies out there now.
Save me, Lord.
Oh, man, I should have said nothing first, huh? let me clean this up. Well, wow, that's... You would have to... I would kind of remove myself from that situation. Like, kind of, I don't know, kind of sit up, if you will. Just get out of that position.
I mean, but how do you do that without... Because, I mean... I imagine that you know that they're on me, but you're acting like you don't know that they're on me. So just in case you don't know that they're on me, I don't want to make it awkward. Like, how do you handle that?
Well, don't let them sit there. Somebody may get excited after a few minutes. I don't know. I'm trying to visualize. Yeah, just kind of move your, you know, posture yourself differently or something, or, you know. Look back like somebody's calling you. Maybe. I don't know.
Have y'all ever been in situations like that where you, like, get put in a precarious situation and you kind of like, what do I do about this? Like, how do I transition out of this smoothly?
I always take the big brother approach. Like, you know, you need to move that out the way because somebody else might want to, you know, touch that, feel that, squeeze that.
You have done that before.
Oh, you'll say that?
Yeah, I'll say that. You know, I take that big brother approach. Like, look, if you don't move that, somebody going to grab that, touch that, and taste that.
Oh, wow.
I come that real to him.
Oh, wow.
He's done that ministry before. Wow. I've actually seen him do it.
Wow.
You know, the young lady wants to come in with the short skirt on that you can see through and tell what kind of color panties she got on, or the shirt too tight or whatever. Yeah, I've seen him do that before. Pretty effective. You guys ever been there before? It's like, ooh, how do I wiggle myself out of this situation?
Me? It's like, I mean, I done had some breastuses.
You had the neck warmers, the neck brace.
I done had the neck brace, and I mean, I done had some breast kind of like, I don't know, maybe like 3-4 inches close to my face now, about like this. You know how you sitting down, then they bend over you like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the eyes is just like, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, did she do this on purpose?
Yeah, you think that definitely.
Or is she just like, you know, she didn't know she was doing that. So I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I feel like long as I didn't like feed into it, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying?
Let it keep flowing.
I didn't like wiggle my way out of it because it wasn't like, if it would have went like deeper or something, like she was like, kept getting close or try to put her arm around me or something like that, then maybe I would have had to, you know, try to get out of it. But I'm just thinking, like, maybe she just didn't know or something, or, you know.
Oh, they know.
I was gonna say, from what I understand, you know, about women, they know for sure.
I mean, long as you know, it didn't go no deeper than that, I was cool. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, you know, eyeballs took a couple looks, and you know, I just kept on moving. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't go in for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Go in for the kill.
As long as you don't go in for the kill.
Like just a little eye candy. Just you know, a little eye candy.
So you was about to say something, C. Murder. What was you about to say?
Oh, man, I lost my train. Oh, it's been a situation where, I have had a woman bend over in front of me. Not bend over, but lean down. And she had one of those loose blouses on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I kind of give her the look like, you need to fix that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Or I remember
did she give you a puzzle look back like, what are you talking about?
Not that I can remember. I can remember high school, man. I used to do that to all the females. I was a nice dude in school. But, chicks be coming by with little loose shirts on, and I would politely just kind of pull it back like, you got some perverts out here.
You're in high school. Why would you do that? I can understand now, but.
Right. No, this is actually before high school. It's probably junior high.
Okay. So puberty hadn't kicked in yet.
Right. So, I've actually told females maybe they didn't know, when you have a loose shirt on, they actually bend over like, I can see your girls. You might want to pull it back a little bit. So, I'm a nice guy.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. That is awesome.
Just mess anything up for everybody else.
Right, man.
Pull them back in. I was trying to look at that, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a hater. So, that's pretty interesting. But yeah, they definitely know. They definitely know what they're doing. It's a tricky situation to get into as far as, do I say something? Do I not? Do I move out of this? Because, at the end of the day, I believe they all know. So now it's a question of, what's your motivation behind this?
Yeah, because they put a lot of time in, I guess, preparing to get dressed.
Yeah.
So they have to know.
Yeah, and I hate, you know what?
It's a strategy.
You know what? And that gets on my nerves. Like you said, women put a lot of time in how they get dressed. One thing I can't stand, and it's just irritating because of the practical nature of it. You go through all this time putting on this low-cut shirt or this short dress or whatever, and now you're spending the rest of the day trying to cover yourself up. When you knew when you stepped out the house, all your business was out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or you giving funny looks like somebody peeking down your shirt. It's like you knew when you came out the house what you looked like. Yeah. So why are you spending every 5 seconds trying to cover yourself up, trying to pull your skirt down? You knew it was short. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the purpose behind that? Like, yeah, that's kind of irritating to me if you ask, but... Hey, such is life. So before we close out the show, one thing I wanted to touch on, because it was just a pretty interesting topic, if you will. It was actually phrased or posed to the females, but I'm going to kind of switch it a little bit. We had this question. Now, you guys have heard of the 90-day rules. Some of you may or may have not been a victim of the 90-day rule. So somebody came up basically with the man's version of the 90-day rule. So I'm going to pose a question to you, brothers. Should you make your woman wait 90 days before you spend any money on her? What do you think about that, the new 90-day rule?
I think that's kind of out of the door, because if you meet her at the club, you might buy a drink. You're not going to share a drink. You know what I'm saying? So
people you still using as the game move, buy a drink? That's still apropos?
I mean, when I was out there, it was, I'll buy you a drink and we dance, and if it goes somewhere, it don't. If it do.
Okay.
But I'm not, so second date taking you to the mall. We looking at chains and couches and, what I'm saying?
This almost sound like to me, we going Dutch until the 3-month period. Like, you buy your own stuff, I buy my own stuff, but we just meet up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, is that fair or foul? That's the new hotness in the streets?
It all depends, man. It all depends. Like, for me, I always, I guess, had, income for dating.
Okay.
Had a budget for dating.
Exactly.
So whatever was spent, it was a loss. It gets like, stock market.
Okay. Hey, I ain't mad at that approach. Might need to implement that, a budget for dating. Yeah. I think it was Lil Wayne said, it ain't tricking if you got it. Hey, there you go.
Right.
There it is. So what y'all think? You about that 90? And let me go to the math first, because, he's always, in his own world on, society's rules. You down with the 90-day rule, the new 90-day rule?
That'd be sweet. You know what I'm saying? I come pick you up, take you to the movies. You know what I'm saying?
You to the movies, because I'm not taking you to the movies. You know? That constitutes me paying. So I'm going to drive you to the movies.
So I'm thinking with math, he like, look, you take the EBT, go get us some steak and shrimp, right, and you cook it for us.
Because technically, that's not her paying for you, because that came from the government.
Exactly. We could stay in, watch some Netflix and chill.
Yeah, oh yeah. But you know, we go to the movies and whatnot, you know, and then you know, I tell him what movie we want to watch, and then he tell me the price. I be like, hey, we paying separate. You know what I'm saying? Then she pull her bread out. You know what I'm saying? I put my bread out, and we cool. You know, I mean, we don't know if we're really compatible yet. You know what I'm saying?
So you ain't willing to
invest. What's the point of spending our money on each other if we find out that, you know, I mean, we're not right for each other? So, I mean, that's how I feel. You know,
so y'all need
let's
your
just
own.
Go ahead and just, you know, then when we go to Applebee's, we just split the bill. You know what I'm saying? Whatever how much hers is, she put it up, and however much mine is, I put it up, you know. But
how y'all handling the tip?
On the tip, I mean we can both go in on the tip. I mean, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like, you know, why should a man be spending all his bread on a woman before that they find out if this even, you know, if they're even really compatible or if they even going anywhere. I mean, because people do it, you know, all the time.
So how you handling the gas money? I mean, you technically drove your car, used your gas that you paid for to get her to the movies.
I mean, that's going to be a loss. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's going to be a loss. I ain't tripping on that. You know what I'm saying?
See, Murder over here just gave a sigh of relief.
I mean, that'd be a loss. That'd be a loss.
Okay, I dig it. So y'all definitely got to have your own tubs of popcorn at the movies.
I ain't buying no popcorn at the movies because it costs too much. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we going
to
go there.
Okay, what about the dollar store snacks? You know how you go to the dollar store before you go to the movies? She got to get her own stash and you get your own stash?
I mean, I don't like to kind of ruin it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we're going to go out to eat after the movie, so I really don't like to, you know what I'm saying, buy snacks before the movies. I mean, maybe her, she can. You know what I'm
saying?
But
she's definitely buying her own snacks.
You know? Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go in there, go get your own snacks. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to eat.
You just
in
sit
movie.
In the car while she do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to get some clarity on this new 90-day rule. Sound like a plan to me. Where you at, C-Murd? I see you laughing about a lot of what's going on. You in agreement? Not in agreement? Where you at, man?
My bad, Josh, is true, man. This dude is straight dog. I love it. It's funny, man. Oh, no disrespect to the homie, Vav, man. No shots, but I think it's kind of tacky. If I ask you out somewhere, that means I have the money and I'm willing to able to pay for wherever we go. You know what? I would even say vice versa. If you call and ask me, hey, what you doing? Ask me what I'm doing. I'll say nothing, and you decide we want to go somewhere, and I would probably extend, you know, the courtesy of paying for whatever we're doing.
Now, that's tricky. That's tricky because I've heard women say whoever asks the person out on the date should pay. So if the woman calls you and asks, this is coming from a woman. They said that if I'm asking you, do you want to go out, I should be the one to pay, and vice versa.
If she asked me and I agree, I would offer to pay. Now, if she would insist, you know, once or twice, I was like, all right, I'll put my cheese back in the pocket then. Like, all right, you know, you can get us this time. But just the way – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement.
Just the way I came up, it's just like, you know, normally the guy is always asking. The guy is always the hunter, you know what I'm saying? So he's always asking and looking, you know. So if I ask you and if I tell you, look, we going here, you know what I'm saying, then I'm going to – you know, the first date, for sure, I'm trying to impress you, so – not that, you know, me showing you my money and what I have is, you know, should impress you. You should want to be impressed.
It's
by just
shivering.
Just right. Just my game alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you on that.
That's another topic in and of itself, game. So, I just don't believe in that, but, you know.
I mean, no, I actually meant that's like a buzzword, I guess. I really don't mean game, but just I'm going to just show you who I am. And you'll definitely like me. You know what I'm saying? in my opinion.
So would you be offended if your girl never let you pay? Being who you are, you know, the alpha male. The alpha of alpha males. Would you be offended if she never let you pay? And like she was like, she enforced the new 90-day rule on you. Like, you can't pay for nothing for me until I figure out that we on that level.
Man, I'm an alpha male. I'm also a cheap dude too. So that might want to work in my favor.
Oh yeah,
that's a nice sentiment. I think it's.
But
rare.
I mean, she dominating everything. Like, when you go out to eat, she paying for it. She driving on the dates.
That's
all
sweet.
That. Like, she taking control of everything.
That's sweet, man.
She got a dating stipend somewhere.
Man.
Yeah. The homie Bab would love that. Me personally, I don't know if I could. Nah, I don't know if I'd be cool with that all the time. Here and there, all right. But, you know, let me pick you up. you know, I'm the dude here. Let me, you wait for me and, you know, let me open the door up.
Nah, I drive. We can drive my car.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. Leave your car at the spot.
Shoot.
You bought that life, huh, man?
Man, it's, she want to treat me like a boss. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to look at it like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? You want to chauffeur me around? You know what I'm saying? Take care of me.
Some men
treat
like,
a boss like a boss then. You know what I'm saying?
Some men are not into that. Like, they get highly offended by a woman driving them around. But you, shoot, you all good with it.
Yeah, I'm good. For real. You know what I'm saying?
You can drive. That's cool. I get tired. I get tired driving all the time, personally. I tell my wife that. She always assumed that when we get ready to go somewhere as a family, or it's just me and her, she immediately gets in the... I'm like, hold on. How you know I want to chill and get in the passenger side? So I get tired driving all the time, you know, personally. But as far as paying, you know, you can come swoop me, but I'm willing to still go ahead and foot the bill on whatever we're doing.
I'm just saying.
No,
like,
no, she paying, I mean, and she picking the meal.
I'm
you down
sad.
With that?
No, hold on now. Now you trying to control me. And hold on. Slow up. That ain't going to...
Can she pick the meal, Mav?
Huh?
Can she pick the meal?
Pick the meal.
Like, you know, when the waiter come, like, can I take your order? Yeah, I'm going to get the salad. He going to get the chicken fingers.
I mean... saying,
and she, you know, she paying for it. She got the money on deck.
I'm just thinking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because it's like, man... When you putting it down, man, it's like, it feel like you deserve to get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Some type of, she's paying you. You know what I'm saying? For being you.
Like a gigolo.
Right. Being you, man. That's
you know,
deep.
I mean, y'all don't feel like y'all should get paid for what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm learning.
You know?
Some type of service, massage,
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Man. She should be paying y'all for what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? When you put it down, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she should be paying for you once she take you out and picking you up. I mean.
But can she order your meal for you?
You got to get used to being a boss, man.
I feel it, man. Maybe it's a new definition of being a boss, man. But can she pick your meal out, though, man?
Pick my meal? I mean, I ain't really too picky. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, I mean, as long as she ain't picking me out nothing plain, I don't like plain food. You know what I'm saying? I like different stuff, you know. So I mean, I guess so, you know.
Nah,
I guess she just can't give me no chicken fingers and fries, man. I ain't that type of guy.
Okay.
So I mean, it might be a little problem. You know what I'm saying?
She need to learn you first before she start picking out the
food. Yeah, okay. There you go.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Yeah.
Help us out, man. You got to be the deciding vote over here, bro.
Man, this is
doctor.
Hilarious, man.
Got to open y'all thinking up a little bit, man.
I mean, she paying for everything. She want to do everything. I'm just wondering, like, her previous relationship, you know, how connected to that person was she? Yeah. Was she on the other team and she was the dude? It's right. Just a lot of stuff running through my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you so controlling? You know? And it's like, I mean, for me, I don't think a man want to be controlled.
Yeah.
He wants to take control and be in control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. It could be an issue where, you know.
Yes.
You got that alpha male and alpha female button heads. It's like,
don't work.
It ain't gonna go nowhere though. Yeah, it ain't gonna go.
You got
nowhere.
A decision. I gotta make a decision. It's like, well, I'm the head. You the head. Well, who the head?
Yeah.
So you basically saying you mind, you don't mind being a subordinate then, man?
Man, what I'm saying is, y'all was asking about certain situations,
right?
You know
right.
What I'm saying with her paying and doing stuff like that. I mean, but. Y'all ain't asked about, like, bedroom or them and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm thinking, in my mindset, you know? Math, like, well, I could be on the bottom as long as I put her love on top.
Makes you sense. Know? Makes sense.
I mean, hey, man, in the bedroom, she might be controlling, too. You know what I mean? And that,
with that?
And that can be fine, you know what I'm saying? Because she might, you know, she might give it to you, though. You know what I'm saying?
So you all about receiving. All about that receiving life.
I mean, I like to give it, but you know what I'm saying? I like being catered to, too. You know what I'm saying? She might be controlling to where she's trying to cater to you inside the bedroom.
Okay.
You know, if she want to pick you up and pay for everything, I mean, she just might want to lay you back and might just want to. You know what I'm saying?
When you said pick you up, I thought you meant like physically pick you up in the bedroom.
Nah, man, pick you up from the house and stuff like that. You know, she might just love to cater. You know what I'm saying? So she might lay you down and, you know, take her time with you. You know
I think at some point you got to step back. Like, look,
yeah.
I'm man, not your son.
No, I'm a man.
Right. Right, you ain't. Yeah, you not tying me up. You not tickling my crack. None of that. No, no, none of that.
And on that note, let's go ahead and leave it there. Bro, since you did such a good job, go ahead and close us out, man. Get the show.
All right, people, this is what we got going on for our plugs, amen? Amen. We got the CSEradio.canster.fm. We got the Culture Shock Entertainment.com. For Facebook and Instagram, we got the Culture Shock Entertainment. And for Twitter, we got the Culture Shock ENT.
That's radio, website, social media. So y'all know where to hit us up. Until next time, we are out.
Church.
Deuces.